ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
This is an incredible scene. The place is going wild.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
What I'm harnessing now is absolute, you know, focus.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I mean, whoa, Teddy, stand back, man.
Pedro Fernandez.
The sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, defending, often imitated, but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And straight up, today, we're talking boxing, we're talking mixed martial arts, we're joined by one of the quintessential superstars in the world of mixed martial arts. I'm talking about the UFC lightweight champion. That's right, Benson Henderson. Bendo will be here about 35, 40 minutes past the hour. We're talking boxing, of course. Adrian Broner looking sharp last night in HBO Championship Boxing. TKO, Gavin Reeves, five rounds. What did I say on yesterday's show? Cuddy, pull up the quote. This fight won't go five complete rounds. That's right. You're listening to the great handicapper, folks. When it comes to handicap and boxing, I am the man. No question about that. The guy that won the last ESPN Handicapping Championship, the tournament that they held in Las Vegas, of course. Bob Arum promoted that. And when he found out that I won, he begrudgingly paid me off because I beat all the guys from Las Vegas like Dave Koken and Jack Welch and guys like that. Iconic figures in the world of handicapping in Vegas and Sin City. Dave Koken having his own TV show, all that kind of good stuff. But the bottom line was I beat those guys by one fight, got a big fat check from Bob Arum. I think it was like for $500. Take that back, he gave me cash, $500 cash, and a little tiny little award, something like that. But the bottom line is when it comes to calling fights, you listen to the guy calling fights, the champion when it comes to calling these fights. Last night, not a hard fight to handicap. Looking at it on paper, it was Adrian Broner all the way. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Check it. You're listening live to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy to understand terminology. The kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV. Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You ask me how well did he fight, I don't know, but I can tell you one thing, he punched good.
A little James Brown-like guitar there, Mr. Jeff Tamalier. Pleasant Hill, California. Jeff can cut it up on that guitar, no question about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. It 30 minutes past the hour, we'll switch gears and go straight to the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, UFC on Fuel TV last night, UFC Fuel on Fuel 7. We've got the UFC on Fox TV coming up, UFC Fox 7. That's going to be April 20th at the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California. Of course, on top, our guest later on in tonight's show, I'm talking about Benson Henderson, the once beaten, he's a great fighter, once beaten, 155-pound champion of the UFC. He is a killer. Lightweight champion, no question about that. He is a premier 155-pound fighter in the entire world. I mean, but in the world of mixed martial arts with guys, he's won six fights in a row, too. Like Frank Mir said, the two-time heavyweight champion, when I had both him and Benson here in the studio this week, he said, you know, it's hard to go on a streak in the UFC. You don't get gimme fights, and it's hard to get on a streak of two or three wins in a row, let alone six fights in a row. But he's running up to six in a row now, looking to make it seven. Of course, he's going to be put in tough, no question about that. I mean, Gilbert Melendez, El Nino from San Francisco here, the Strikeforce lightweight champion before Strikeforce folded. So it's going to be a rumble. It's going to be, you know, this is not a walkover fight for either guy. It's a tough fight. And, of course, in the other co-feature, Frank Mir takes on Daniel Cormier. Cormier, what is he, 14-0 now, a collegiate all-star wrestler, all-American wrestler. Of course, he handled Josh Barnett pretty easily, but Josh Barnett is not Frank Mir. These are two different athletes. Of course, both former UFC heavyweight champions, but different type of athletes. So 30 minutes past the hour, about 30, 33 minutes past the hour, I'll get into that. Let's go to boxing. HBO Championship Boxing, of course, WBC lightweight champion. That's 135 pounds. The problem, that's what they call this guy. I don't see any problem with him, except nobody will ever beat him. Not for a long time, anyway. I'm talking about Adrian Broner, 25-0, 21 KOs. Took apart the former WBA for a minute, 140-pound title holder Gavin Rees out of the UK, now 37-2. I think Broner is now 26-0, well, 22. But Rees now loses his second fight. He's not that good of a fighter. I mean, on paper, he looked okay. You know, the 37-1 record, but, eh. And then, you know, he crowded Broner, and he tried to make Broner look a little bad. But I think Broner realized that he was so far superior to the opposition in the ring that he's sort of like, you know, let him do his thing, like a little flea. Let him, you know, let him buzz around you. And he swatted at him a couple times. Then he realized it was time to go. It was time to go. And Broner took him out. No question about that. He is now the premier lightweight at 100, you know, premier fighter at lightweight. No question about that. When you look around the entire world of boxing at 135 pounds, Broner is head and shoulders above everybody else. The IBF 122-pound title was on the line last night. And, you know, when you think of 122 pounds, let's be honest, the only real 122-pounder in the world worth talking about is the champion, and that is Nonito Donaire. I mean, he's the real deal. What's he? He's lost one fight that was early on in his preliminary days, you know, like 4- and 6-rounders, went in to be as the opponent for some guy down in Southern California, lost a 4- or 6-round decision. I can't remember which it was, but that was it, okay? I mean, he's scored the most sensational knockouts in the past 3 or 4 or 5 years, ever since 2007 when he sort of burst on the scene with that knockout of Victor Chinny in July 7, 2007. I mean, one punch left hook, and then he did it again and again. I mean, it wasn't like it was a one-time thing. I mean, he's shown the ability to throw a left hook like Ray Robinson. I mean, just a one-punch left hook. I'm not talking about a Sugar Ray Leonard type of left hook, you know, where it comes after an uppercut lifts off your chin and things like that for the hook to come right on and land flush. But just straight lead left hooks. Boom. Lead left hooks. I mean, not too many guys can get away with throwing them. If you looked at Muhammad Ali over the years, he threw very few hooks. Most of his punches were straight on. Threw some right hooks when he got cut against Bob Foster, but for the most part, Ali was not into the hook. So going to hand it out to Nonito Donaire there because nobody really wants to step up and fight him. I'm telling you. Alejandro Lopez, he dropped his 122-pound belt of the IBF last night. They were talking about him possibly being a Nonito Donaire opponent, but he's lost that title. He's now 24-3, only 7 KOs. He lost to an unbeaten guy from Colombia. And the problem with Colombian fighters is they are flashes in the pan. Most of them don't last the long haul. I don't know if it's party life down there or whatever, because, you know, most fighters live in poverty. And I guess you get a few bucks, sort of like the Cuban thing. I told you about that, right? The fighters that came over from Cuba, how they became so undisciplined so fast because they were, you know, you got to have a Big Mac and you got to have two Big Macs. And you know, these are things they never had before, and beer and wine and things like that and booze. And, you know, once they got a taste of that, they couldn't stop that. Or Orlander Solis, that heavyweight, what do you weigh, like 270 pounds? One fight, he looked like he was taller laying down than he was standing up. You know, Diobelis Hurtado, that other Cuban fighter I was working with in the 90s, early 2000s down there in Miami, Florida with Ross Fields. I went to pick him up for running in the morning. I could smell booze on his breath. And his trainer told me, oh, he just has one little drink in the morning. Well, if he's drinking in the morning, he's probably drinking all day. What I'm trying to say is these guys lack the discipline, as do the Colombians. But this guy's Jonathan Romero is now 23-0, 12 KOs, a 12-round split decision went over the hometown guy, Alejandro Lopez. That was in Tijuana, Mexico. The WBO, they're in Japan. My man Paco Varkarsov, who is Francisco, the president of the World Boxing Council, a sponsor of this show. They went over to the WBO to, they're going to put together some type of Japanese boxing commission and WBO. They're going to come together and conform a set of rules, which I think is sort of cool, you know, a universal set of rules. And I thought we had that with the Association of Boxing Commissions, but, you know, they don't legislate fights or sanction fights that are outside of the continental United States. They don't even handle fights on Indian reservations for the most part. So an impotent organization. You know, the United States government came up with this Muhammad Ali Boxing Act in 1996. Senator John McCain, yeah, the F letter guy, the guy that's dropping the F bomb all the time, he came up with this law that was supposed to protect boxers. It didn't protect nothing. It's got no enforcement. Nobody's ever, get this, in the 1996, 2006, in the 17 years that the Muhammad Ali Boxing Act, I think it didn't go into effect. It was proposed in 1996, but I don't think it went into effect till it was watered down by Harry Reid, the senator from Nevada. Of course, him having all those Las Vegas ties to promoters and casinos. But after that bill was watered down and was passed into law, I think circa 2000, nobody's ever been prosecuted. Nobody's ever been held accountable. I kid you not. Think about that. They'll say 2000. That's 13 years. In 13 years, you're trying to tell me the Association of Boxing Commissions couldn't find one wrong thing? I mean, all the egregious things that go on in the world of boxing, and these guys haven't come up with one suspension? Give me a break. Come on. Another guy won last night, Diamante, Adrian Estrella, now 10-0, 10 whacks. When I say 10 whacks, I'm saying he stopped all 10 opponents. Of course, he battled a somewhat of a club fighter, but you got to realize he's only 10-0, so he's green. What I'm trying to say is there might be a chance for this kid. 10-0, 10 KOs, Adrian Estrella. Stopped Juan Carlos Santillan, now 9-4, 5 KOs, and that was in Monterrey, Mexico. More power to him. Ava Knight, the Mexicutioner, of course, fresh off that win a couple of weeks ago down there in Mexico, looking to go back across the border sometime in April or May. She wants to fight right away. She said she'll fight once a month, and she's willing to fight men, which is sort of cool. Not too many chicks want to do that. Lucia Riker was willing to. I think she had one unsanctioned fight and lost a decision to a man, and that was it. Seriously. I mean, she went undefeated when it came to women. She, of course, she had a little, performance-enhancing, how to put this? I think she took some steroids along the way. But, you know, that's just my opinion. Okay, but The bottom line is she was a great fighter and she only lost to a man. But, you know, Ava Knight's willing to do it. Ava Knight's willing to fight another 112-pound guy. I think that's really, really cool. I would like to see her fight a guy. In fact, we should put that on TV. I mean, Battle of the Sexes. Remember Billie Jean King and the old man when they played tennis that time? Yeah. So Battle of the Sexes. Let's do it again in boxing. You know, put a 112-pound champion in with Ava Knight. She'll fight him. Make it a six-round fight. Make it two-minute rounds. Make it three-minute rounds. Whatever Ava wants to do, Ava, you know, if she wants to go two-minute rounds, like a lot of women go two-minute rounds, if they want to do it straight up and go three-minute rounds, I think she can handle that as well. But Ava is the real deal. She really is. She is, of course, the world 112-pound champion out of Chico, California, fights out of San Francisco. She is, going to say, the 112-pound world champion. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Coming up in just about 15 minutes, we're going to spend some time with Benson Henderson. But right now, we're talking with the Godfather, Godfather of Soul, James Brown, folks, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We do have open phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Twitter thing's going on, twitter.com, using the hash mark RingTalk, RingTalk. You are tuned to RingTalk Live Worldwide. Hello out there to all the troops on the American Forces Network. This is RingTalk Live Worldwide.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hot
Damn, now you're talking.
Now, long live the Duke, great John Wayne. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. In about 3 or 4 minutes, we'll switch to the world of mixed martial arts. But right now, there is big news, and I've known it for about 10 days. They were leaning towards this, but it looks like it's all but official. Saul Alvarez, of course, Canelo, they call him, the WBC title holder at 154 pounds, 41-0, a draw with 30 KOs, of course, just 22 years old, fighting out of Mexico. You know, he's like the hottest star in Jalisco, and he's got his own reality TV show down there, and he's like, he's a big pay-per-view star. He's doing commercials. I mean, he's got it going on as far as the outside of the ring income is concerned. Saul Alvarez, he's only like 22 years old. They call him Canelo because he's cinnamon. I call him, you know, green like guacamole, but he's getting better. He's going to take on his toughest challenge to date, no question about that. Man with an amateur pedigree, an Olympic alternate in 2004. You've heard him on the show here in the past. I'm talking about Austin, no doubt, Trout, 26-0, 14 KOs. A left-hander, 27 years old, out of Las Cruces, New Mexico. I know right now that I want Austin to win this fight. But when I look at it on paper, I think Austin can win this fight. I see him having the ability to do so. His being left-handed, his not standing right in front of Alvarez. See, Alvarez needs these guys that are standing right in front of him with, like, cement in both feet and both shoes. They can't move. They have no foot movement in this net. But here we have Trout, not only with foot movement in and out, the ability to dart, but he can move side to side, and he'll be moving the opposite way that Canelo, Cinnamon, Alvarez, call him what you want, is used to seeing, because he's used to having fighters go the other way. Now he'll have a southpaw going in the opposite direction. And I hope he's done his homework, you know, I mean, because this is going to be the fight that's going to make or break him. I really do. And I really think that. And I think that Austin Trout, with his left-handed stance, is going to pull off the upset of the year, much like he did in 2012 when he beat Miguel Cotto. Everybody said, oh, you know, your guy's going into Spanish Harlem, Madison Square Garden, all those Puerto Ricans, all those raging Ricans screaming. He ain't got a chance. I said, yeah. I said, why? He's going to go in there and handle. He's going to take care of business. He's going to handle Mr. Cotto. And he did handle Cotto. I mean, he had Cotto. Cotto turned his back. Remember that body shot? Boom. Left hand of the body. Cotto just turned his back. I see Alvarez getting hit with that left hand of the body and him having no answer for it. Absolutely none. No answer whatsoever. I'm telling you the truth. This is going to be the upset of the year. It's going to take place May 4th. Floyd Mayweather is going to fight that same day. So this is going to do a good number on pay-per-view because he's got Alvarez underneath him. And Alvarez in a real fight for the first real fight possibly of his career. Now, the Alvarez people are thinking that, you know, no doubt Trout is going to, in their mind, fold like a cheap pup tent. It's not going to happen. This guy's been there. Andre Ward told me he was the real deal. Okay, Andre Ward being the world super middleweight champion, 168-pound champion, Olympic gold medalist in 2004. I mean, Andre knows. And Andre told me before Austin even fought for the title that he was the real deal. He was a world champion in the making. It was just taking some time. And he took his time at 27 years old. He is ready to burst on the boxing scene and stop the biggest star the other side of the border. No question about that. Saul Alvarez, May the 4th, that's when it's going to go down. UFC, let's switch. The world of MMA. Of course, UFC on Fuel TV last night. That was at Wembley Arena in London, the UK. Renan Barreiro, I told you, took Mike McDonald. Just, you know, here's what's up. There's no substitution for greatness and ability. And you look at Renan Barreiro's career, I mean, he's lost one fight. He's the real deal. I mean, he can take you down. He can fight you standing up. He's got all the tools for a cage fighter. No question about that. And he's cool. He's calm. He's collective. Okay. Now he wants to fight Dominic Cruz after stopping Michael McDonald last night. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't pretty. 357 of the round. Of course, it was the third round. And an arm triangle choke. Yikes. You don't want to get in any type of choke holds, not with Renan Barreiro choking you, because he's a master at that. All those Brazilian guys, man, they got this ground fighting stuff down. They get you on the ground. They can fight standing up, like I said, but if they get you on the ground, man, it is over. Cub Swanson beat Dustin Poirier. I thought Dustin Poirier was going to do okay, but everybody I knew was saying that Cub Swanson was going to win. And Cub Swanson did dominate. I mean, when they were going back and forth exchanging punches, Cub was no Cub. He was like a bear. and he was winning. I mean, when it comes to exchanging punches and striking back and forth, but, you know, there was a couple of takedowns back and forth, but Poirier eventually put him on his back towards the end of the round. Swanson used a headlock to get right out of it and back on his feet. I mean, he can fight. This guy, Cub Swanson, can fight, man. He's something to watch. He really is. He's something to watch. At the end of three rounds, all three judges had it for Swanson, 30-27 twice and 29-28. And, of course, we are just a few weeks away now. What is it? February 23rd? We're talking about Ronda Rousey. She will be on next week's show. Ronda Rousey being the female diva of mixed martial arts. I mean, she is the hottest ticket going. And we're blessed to have her on the show, but I think we will have her on the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, that's Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We air for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then we come back again Sunday with the weekend wrap, and we air for an hour on the Sports Byline Network. And, of course, we combine boxing and MMA into that 1 hour on Sunday, where on Saturday there's an hour for boxing, an hour for MMA. Cain Velasquez, UFC heavyweight champion, peeps tweets coming out of Silicon Valley, and, you know, rumors have it here, rumors have it there, but he wants to fight possibly the winner of the Daniel Cormier Frank Mir fight, which is April 20th at the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California. But that fight, if he was to fight the winner, probably wouldn't fight Cormier, because Cormier and he are stable mates. They're partners at gym, you know, gym rats that hang together. They're on the same team, the American Kickboxing Academy down there in Silicon Valley. So that probably wouldn't happen if Cormier won. And Cormier, although he's undefeated, April 20th, he will be the underdog as far as the odds are concerned. As far as, you know, as far as size, I mean, Frank Mir is like big guy, 6'3", 6'4", 265, okay? And, you know, Mr. Cormier is like 5'10", 5'11", maybe, you know, like 215, 220 pounds, and he's a loose 215 pounds. I mean, Mir called him a doughboy. I don't know if I call him a doughboy per se, but he's a soft-looking guy. He's not one of these rock-hard-looking athletes. Okay, he looks like the guy that, you know, maybe lives next door and moves furniture for a living. Just doesn't really look like a fighter. Doesn't have any scars. You know, I mean, got a couple of broken hands. Of course, he broke his hand again in that Josh Barnett fight. But he's had an easy fight. His last fight in Strikeforce was a walkover type of win. Now he's facing a fighter who's been the two-time UFC heavyweight champion in Frank Mir. Frank Mir, 16-8, figures, you know, this is an easy fight for him. Although he's not taking him lightly, he's looking at it from the size factor. The size factor, the fact that, you know, Mir has all this experience and he's so much bigger than Cormier, and Cormier is a great wrestler. But, you know, you can be a great wrestler, but if you're giving up 55 or 50 actual pounds, and, you know, when you're talking natural size, Cormier is probably like a 205-pounder in reality if he got all that weight off or got it right. And, you know, Frank Mir is a 265-pound guy. So you figure a 50-pound weight advantage, and even if you are the superior wrestler sometimes, you can't overcome that strength and that size disadvantage. Just can't do it. And I don't think Cormier is going to be able to do it April 20th, and I think he's headed down to 205 pounds after this fight. He's going to find out the heavyweights in the UFC. I mean, what's he thinking? 5'10", you know, 210 pounds, 212 pounds, he needs to make 205. Evidently, he made 208 or something like that a few years ago, and then his body shut down, his kidneys shut down, and he had all kinds of adverse reactions to cutting weight. So he's afraid to cut weight again, but I think if he did it with a nutritionist and, you know, with some medical help, I think it can be done. 205 pounds. That's reality. That's where he belongs. I mean, fighting guys like John Jones, you know, and Lyoto Machida, and guys that size. Okay, not heavyweights. Heavyweights, it's just a different game. So Cain Velasquez will fight Frank Mir possibly in July if Frank Mir is successful and doesn't get all busted up in April. I mean, that's the only fight he's really got out there. Look at it. There's no other fights out there. Brock Lesnar's no more. He's been sent into retirement. Who else is out there on the heavyweight division? Who really wants to step up? Who's really worthy? No guys jump out at you. Really, I mean, think about it. No guys really jump out right now in the heavyweight division. Speaking of heavyweights, Bellator, Thursday nights, still continuing to deliver fantastic fights, okay? We're talking tournament fights. Last week, I think it was a bantamweight title fight. Historian Ron Marshall, a boxing historian, okay? A guy that doesn't watch cage fighting, that hates MMA, that doesn't like the UFC, that doesn't like anything to do with fighting in a cage, watched the Bellator card and called me up on the phone and said, I just watched a great fight card. And I said to him, there's boxing on Thursday night? He said, no, I watched this Bellator Fighting Championships on Spike TV, and I thought it was fantastic. All the fights were good. I mean, they were amazing. So, what can I say? Another boxing fan going the way of MMA in the world of the UFC. Speaking of the UFC, next up, Benson Henderson, the once beaten, of course, UFC lightweight champion, taking on Gilbert Melendez. That's April 20th. UFC on Fox 7. That's right, Fox TV. Tickets are on sale for the live event, though, at the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California. Ticketmaster.com and, of course, the HP Pavilion. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. Tower of Power takes us to the break.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is a quintessential MMA superstar. I'm talking about the UFC lightweight champion, Benson Henderson. Bendo, welcome to the Sports Byline Studios.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it's a pleasure, man. I mean, to get royalty like you and Frank Mir in the studio. I mean, this is MMA royalty. We're honored.
No, man. It's an honor. We enjoy coming out here and doing these things, doing a little media tour, get to see some of the city, some other things we wouldn't normally be able to see, so it's cool.
So where have you been?
Downtown San Fran. I wouldn't normally be here.
Okay, well,
Prescott Hotel.
Okay, all right, but I mean, you've been to other cities, like
L.A. or Phoenix?
Oh, yeah. I've been to Tokyo, been to Jakarta, Indonesia, been to Seoul. I got to do a little bit of traveling. So it's always nice to, if you can use your work to travel.
That's how I got around the planet. When you fought Frankie Edgar, when you took lightweight championship, was that in Japan?
That was in Tokyo, yeah.
Okay. What's it like fighting in Japan? It's a different time zone. Does that mess a fighter up?
I would say it definitely can if you allow, like anything in life, though. If you allow it to, it can mess you up. You try to prepare for it, deal with it as best you can, but not, it's like the little things, I'd say. It's not just the time zone, the food, the people, just everything. You got to get used to it. Got to go with the flow. Some people are very rigid, and they have to have things their way, and they have to have it like this, and they don't get that, then they're off, and, oh, well, I didn't get this, I didn't get this. But if you're one of those guys who can just kind of go with the flow and, oh, the, you know, Japanese food, cool, awesome, I like sushi, I like noodles, let's do it. Oh, you know, 12-hour time difference, okay, cool, no problem, I'll handle it. I think I was able to do that, just go with the flow and, went my way.
The UFC lightweight champion is 155 pounds, is in the house. We're talking about Benson Henderson. They call him Bendo, of course. He takes on Gilbert Melendez in UFC on Fox 7. That is April 20th from San Jose, California, the HP Pavilion, or the Shark Tank, if you prefer. Gilbert Melendez, San Francisco boy, are they figuring he's going to bring some people down there and some tickets or what?
El Nino, I think they definitely think he is. He's going to bring a lot of people with them down to San Jose. Should be pretty cool, though. I've been in hostile territory, so to speak, before. Like I said, my first fight in the UFC was in Toronto, the largest UFC in history ever. 55,000 people, hometown native. I was facing Mark Bocek, and, you know, had 55,000 people, you know, screaming and wanting me to get my head knocked off. I was able to handle it, deal with it, and get my hand raised still. Hopefully do the same thing here in San Jose.
Okay, now, you brought up Toronto, and obviously we're talking about GSP, Georges St-Pierre. How good of a welterweight champion is he right now?
St-Pierre, I will admit, I'm a man enough to admit, I forgot how good he was because he had such a long layoff. In his last fight against Condit, I was like, wow, I fell into the hype. I fell into the forgetting how good he was. His wrestling, his timing, he's a wrestler. He just takes guys out. No, his stand-up is amazing, too. Great stand-up. But he's the real deal, that's for sure.
The guy you took the lightweight championship, Frankie Edgar, from Frankie Edgar, the Jersey boy, they have him cutting off a leg. Did you know he's going to cut off a leg? He's going to go down to 135 pounds now. He went to 145 and couldn't deal with Jose Aldo, so he's going to go to 135 now. Dana White is saying that Frankie Edgar is going to come down from 145 pounds now to 135 pounds. Do you think he can make that kind of weight?
If he attempts it, I think he will do it. Frank Yeager is one of those guys, tough fighter, great guy. He knows what he's doing when it comes to cutting weight, wrestled in college and stuff. So he's been doing it a long time. If he says he can do it, he can do it. We'll see how he performs when he does it, though.
BJ Penn, maybe the greatest lightweight in the history of MMA. What do you think about that accolade?
I definitely wouldn't disagree with it. BJ is one of my heroes, one of my idols. Great fighter. I love his passion that he brings to MMA. He's one of those guys, he does it because he loves it, not because he needs money, not because he wants fame, not because he does this or does that. He does it because he loves it. Anytime you, for me personally, when I see somebody who does something because they love it, because they have a passion for it, especially something as tough as fighting is, it's a joy to watch. It's pretty cool.
You fought like four times in a year. Is that a lot of wear and tear on your body, or do you like being active?
It's definitely kind of active. I fought four times, a couple times, but at the UFC level, the most I fought in a year was three times, and that's still pretty active. But you know, that being the case, I'm still pretty young in the sport. I still got a lot of room to grow and that sort of stuff. Three times is, I think, the most I'd want to fight in a year.
Okay, November 2011, February 2012, August 2012, and December 8th, 2012. That's four times, like in 13 months. That's a lot of fights, man.
Yes, that definitely is. But, you know, sometimes when the UFC offers you a fight, you got to just say, okay, cool, let's go. Let's run with it. You know, if they offer you a fight and you say no, you say no once, you say no twice, you say no three times maybe, then you stop getting those offers. It's not good for you, not good for your career. So sometimes you have to just man up and take those.
Do you struggle to make 55 at all? I mean, I used to struggle to make 40, 39, And then they put me up to 47. Some guy almost killed me, so I went back to 39 in a minute. Okay, I dropped down and weight again. But is it taxing to make 155?
It's as hard for me to make 55 as it is for any other 55-pounder. We're all in the sauna. Like, people don't realize when we're in the hotel getting down to the weight, we're all in the sauna together. Like, you're sitting next to your opponent a lot of times. You're all in the sauna. You're all working out on the treadmills, running next to each other. So it's just as tough for me as it is for, you know, any other guy making 55.
Okay. I was left-handed, and I fought a left-hander one time, and that was the guy that spanked me at welterweight and pushed me back to junior welterweight. Have you ever fought another left-handed opponent?
Jim Miller, I faced off, squared off with Jim Miller, and he fights as a southpaw. So yeah, I have fought against a southpaw.
Is it unusual? I found it. I sparred with southpaws getting ready for this fight, man. But when that guy hit me, good lord, that right hook came out of nowhere.
Actually, I have quite a few training partners who will fight as southpaws, so I'm not really used to it. Actually, as used to it as fighting traditional. I can fight either or okay. But I'm pretty used to it. Nothing is too surprising when I face a southpaw.
2011, you wrestled for the United States in the World Jiu-Jitsu Championships. Talk to me about that.
I love to compete. Doing the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu tournaments. It's fun for me. It's not as nerve-wracking. There's not as much pressure as for fighting. I love to compete. I love to have fun. Go out there and compete, whether it's a wrestling or whether it's jiu-jitsu, judo tournament, whatever the case may be. For me, doing a jiu-jitsu tournament is nice because I can go out there and have fun. If I lose, the weight of the world, UFC title on the line, there's nothing. If you lose, you lose. Oh, cool, awesome, great match, had fun. It's like going down the street to play a pickup game of basketball. There's no weight on playing a pickup game of basketball. There's no like, oh, man, we can't lose this game. You want to win simply for the sake of winning. But it's not like, oh, well, you lost. You lost the world championship. It's just go out there, have fun, do your thing. Oh, I lost. Oh, big deal, I lost. But maybe, if I pay attention, I learn something. Oh, I got caught in an arm lock. I'm not going to get caught in that arm lock again, especially not in a fight because I was caught in a jiu-jitsu tournament.
Two wins over Frankie Edgar. You beat Nate Diaz, shut him out, virtual shutout there. You seem to be coming into your own. I mean, I've watched you now for a couple of years since you were in the WEC for a while, but you seem to be coming into your own now. Do you feel yourself evolving, going to the, bringing up to this next level, this championship level? Do you see the difference in yourself from 2 years ago?
To be honest, no, not really. To be honest, I think it's more just a culmination of the grind, staying on the grind, just getting better, improving. I like to get just 1% better every day, just improve on this. So it's not like a giant leap out of nowhere. Oh, I'm at the next level now. Oh, it's for a title fight. Oh, it's five rounds, and all of a sudden it's a whole nother story. But to me, it's more like just stay on the grind. Hopefully you have a couple of fights that are good matchups and, stylistic matchups where the guy brings his best, you bring your best, and then the fans win where it's a great fight, it's awesome, and then you win, you get your hand raised.
You know what's sort of cool is you're fighting on Fox, and people don't have to spend $55 to see you fight. So all your people, hey, Benson's on Fox. I mean, this whole thing with Fox is taken off. I'm so glad they signed the deal. I really do. I think that, being on pay-per-view and being Spike TV was cool, but it was a tool that brought you to a certain level, and now we need to go to the big level. And I think Fox is like, the network. You know what I'm saying? As far as the big network's concerned, but what's it like the Fox TV? I mean, there's possibly millions of people watch you, millions more than would on pay-per-view.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it. I like fighting on free TV. When I fought for the WC, it was on Versus. It's cool because you're not fighting just to the core demographic of males 18 to 31 years old or whatever.
There's females in that demographic now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the reason why is because we're reaching a broader audience.
Ronda Rousey has something to do with that?
Perhaps, but I think it started before then. In the WC days, watching on the Versus channel, I'd go to the grocery store. I'd have a 42-year-old soccer mom walk up to me. Hey, I was flipping through the channels, and you look like that. Are you a fighter, guy? I was like, yes, ma'am, I am. I did fight. I was on the Versus channel. Like, oh, I saw you. I never watched MMA before, but now I'm a fan of MMA. I love watching you. So I like making converts. I like having fans who are outside the core demographic. So I think it's cool to fight for free TV. Plus, Fox is huge. It's the biggest network there is. prime time, and they put all of their muscle behind promoting it. So it's very cool.
The esteemed lightweight champion of the world. I'm talking about the UFC champion, folks. Benson Henderson in the house, of course. The southpaw, the left-hander from Washington State, is taking on Gilbert Melendez April 20th, UFC on Fox 7 from San Jose, California. What does El Nino bring to the dance?
El Nino, he's tough. Probably the biggest thing about him is he's just tough. A great fighter, good boxing. He has pretty big power in his hands. What I think the best, though, thing about him that he has is that he comes from a great team. His team, the Scrap Pack, Nick and Nate Diaz and Jake Shields and all those guys, Daniel Roberts, those guys are their family, their brothers. You know if you mess with one of them, you're messing with all of them, you know? So I actually love that.
Didn't we see that on TV a couple years ago?
Yeah, exactly. But that's just who they are. That's how they are. They're going to have a great game plan for this fight because of the Nate Diaz fight. They're going to have a more well-scouted out. So I definitely expect him to have a better game plan heading into that showdown April 20th.
Okay. Anthony Pettis, is he in your future?
I certainly hope so. Him and I, we'll dance again, that's for sure.
You dance again? Because, you know, what's funny is that you beat Clay Guida. Clay Guida beat him. I mean, you got round and round, three-man thing, so.
Yeah. That's the way it goes sometimes. You know, this guy beats that guy, this guy beats this guy. Stylistic matchups, yada, yada, yada. All being said and done, I like just getting inside the cage and not playing the, oh, but he did beat this guy, he beat this guy, oh, but he lost to this guy. I just want to face him one-on-one. We'll see about it. So we will face off again at some point in time, but he has Jose Aldo, I believe, next on his plate.
The great Benson Henderson, folks, the main event fighter, the lightweight champion of the world, going April 20th, UFC on Fox TV, UFC on Fox 7 from San Jose, California. Benson, all the best to you.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks again for having me on.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Stay tuned for a $1 million Dream Body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym.
Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
As we wind things up here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, this is the Tower of Power circa 1972. You are tuned to the longest running show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The Frank Mir interview, we're going to put it up on the website at ringtalk.com with the interview with the former two-time UFC heavyweight champion. Of course, heavyweights anywhere between 205 and a quarter pounds, anything over 205 pounds, under 265 pounds. He is the former two-time champion. Of course, April 20th, he takes on Daniel Cormier, the unbeaten Daniel Cormier, the Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion in San Jose, California on Fox TV, UFC on Fox 7. Tickets are available at the HP Pavilion. If you want to see an event like this live, I'm talking about the UFC. This is a great event to go to, and I tell you why. It's like a concert. It's like the symphony, a rock concert, and a sporting event all thrown together. It's like, wow. I mean, everything's you're totally engrossed in the production because they've got things going on the screen. They've got things going in the ring. I mean, in the cage. There's never a dull moment at a UFC event. So if you can get a chance, check out UFC on Fox 7. It'll be at the HP Pavilion. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com and the HP Pavilion. That's April 20th. But, of course, everybody, for the most part, is going to watch that fight on Fox TV. That's what's happened. That's why it's Fox. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, we air Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. 11 a.m. Pacific time on Saturdays right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And then we are again Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So all in all, it's 3 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That's right, boxing and MMA, an hour of boxing on Saturday, then an hour of MMA on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we combine the two subjects, the two sports together, and we do the weekend wrap. This is the weekend wrap, of course, Sunday show. Airs live at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. February 23rd, UFC 157. I'm not all excited about this. I mean, you know, Ronda Rousey, she's going to tear this girl, Liz Cormier, she's going to tear her apart. I mean, if she doesn't have bad tendons or a broken elbow or a broken arm after this fight, and the fight won't last a round. Liz Cormier is a pretty good fighter. She's only lost two times. But Sarah Kaufman was an even better fighter. And Sarah Kaufman got her head handed to her. What did she last, a minute? And she prepared for that arm bar of Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey, the thing is, her mother was a former world judo champion. She was a 2008 Olympic bronze medalist in judo, okay? She has got this arm bar stuff down. You can train against, you can train for it, you can try to block it, you can do anything you want, but she can just get that on you, man. She got it on a guy a few weeks ago, Victor Chinian, the former world boxing champion. She lit him up in the Southern California judo gym. So she's the real deal. April 23rd, Liz Carmacci. Take that back. February 23rd, Liz Carmacci and her, UFC 157 live from Anaheim, California, 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time. The show starts at 2:30 on Facebook.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life. 'Cause I love-